Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 21st. God's way is perfect. As for God, His way is perfect. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Psalm 18, 30 and 32. When a translation of the Bible uses the word perfect, it is not exactly talking about the kind of perfect we would normally think of first. In our time, we use the word perfect to describe something that has no flaws, no mistakes, no shortcomings, no limits, no sin. But what does perfect mean when we see it in the Bible? When the Bible talks about perfection, it is talking about the absolute completion or carrying out or accomplishment of something. Basically, it means totally righteous, totally whole, totally the way things should be. Have you ever heard someone mention a perfect circle? They do not mean perfect in the sense that the circle is sinless or never makes mistakes. Of course, a circle cannot be perfect that way. They mean perfect in the sense that a perfect circle would not have wavy lines or gaps. A perfect circle comes all the way around to form a whole rather than just a part of a circle. That kind of perfect is what King David was singing about in Psalm 18. He was praising God for doing such a full, wonderful job of what David, with all his weaknesses and shortcomings, could never have done on his own. If David had tried to leap over a wall or escape from enemy troops all by himself, he could not have done it. He would have fallen short. But God is the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. God is perfect in every sense of the word perfect. He never gets weary. He never loses things. He never sins. He has no flaws. And what he chooses to do, he does the best way possible. He brings it to completion. He accomplishes whatever he sets out to do. King David was rejoicing that God, whose way of doing things is all perfection, is also a God who can and will help those who call upon him. He can and will help us overcome our weaknesses and limits and mistakes. He can and will give us strength to do what it takes to finish a job we have to do. He can and will give us strength to say no to temptations. God can and will help us believe wholly in Him, even when our faith is small. No wonder David was so full of praise. He had a perfect God who was making him whole. God is totally perfect in every sense of the word, and He can and will help those who call on Him. Do I rely on myself and my strength rather than asking for God's help? When I am frustrated with my limitations, do I rejoice that God does not have any? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 21st.